God is everything to us. We are grateful for all that God has revealed and the manifold wisdom demonstrated through the years. I want to appreciate Sister May and her family. They've been with us from day zero. Hallelujah. Amen. And she's been working since yesterday. We also want, when we talk about the grace of God, we want to acknowledge their decoyers in America. And even my husband, they've all sent their greetings and congratulations. Amen. So God used a call people to get the work started. And we thank him for his faithfulness that has caused us to be fruitful in the vineyard. We admit our inadequacies and our insufficiencies, even as we pray for greater grace and power with which to bear witness to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus invited his disciples to go over to the other side in Matthew chapter 8, we believe that he knew the storm was coming. The Bible says the winds and the waves, they obey him. So they must know when they can move and when they can't. It's not just when it stops them. They know when to start. So Jesus knew that the storm was coming. And it has never promised us that we won't see a storm in life. As a matter of fact, he told us to expect trouble. I don't know how many father can be leaving their house and tell the children, expect trouble. Trouble is coming. But Jesus said we should expect trouble, but we should not be overwhelmed by them because he has overcome on our behalf. Amen? So he will also be with us in the storm. Hallelujah. So we want to dwell on Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 26, where the anchor scripture is. And I hope you have your 3D lens. I hope you got one. Amen. If you do, please bring it out. And I hope we have a video clip ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Among other things, as I read Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 27, it says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29 says, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And this actually followed the warning that that God through the prophet had given to Israel, that all that they knew and relied on was going to be taken away from them. In Isaiah 39, I believe verse 18, God warned them that, it said everything that they knew was going to be taken away from them. Verse 6, behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which your fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried away to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, said the Lord. But then he says, they that know the Lord. In this season, when things have been taken away, when security has been taken away, when property has been taken away, when things are stormy and there's a lot of shaking, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. One of the things that we know about the eagle is the strength of the sight of the eagle. The ability to be able to sense when the storm is coming. The ability to see through the storm. And when, as I studied about the eagle, I realized that the eagle has two sets of eyes. There is the eyes that it uses normally. But when a storm is coming, it has a second pair of eyes that it raises up to protect its inner eye, but still be able to see through the storm. Among other things we know about the eagle is that it has strength. It doesn't flap its wing to fly. It soars. So I believe what the Lord is saying to the church is that we need the spiritual sight to understand the times that we are in, to be able to know when the storm is coming, and storm is already here. It's just going in different dimensions. And so we're going to use this, hallelujah, to go through. Have you got it? Amen? Hallelujah. You're going to follow my instructions. Just bring out your lens from its case and wear it. If you're wearing glasses, you may need to remove it. Amen. And put on your lens. Amen. I just have to. Yes? Have you got it? Okay. Can you play it? Now you're going to close your right eye.
It's just, hello, everybody. Just going to take a few Randall Christie here on the campus of East Central University. And we're about to go live here on Facebook because there's a little bit of attention coming in online and on the radio
about
this little crisis, which could be a big crisis, in my opinion, in Ada, Oklahoma, the hometown headquarters of the Gospel Station Network.
Okay, now close your left eye.
Here's what's going on. They're about to cut that cross off the top of that steeple. That's right.
Is it different?
They're about to bring a crane
now,
in
open both
and
eyes.
Literally cut it off. And we're not real happy about this. This
any
is on the
significant
campus of East
difference?
Central University. This is a chapel. It was donated for
you
the purpose of
prayer
chapel 60.
You can switch it off. Thank you.
60.
Amen. Please, this is just a prop for us to be able to drop in our spirit what God is saying to the church. As I round up, this was used at one of our classes, and I thought this is very, it has wider connotation and should be, every believer needs to know this. When you look through the right or the left lens, the right one, the pictures should be harsher. It shouldn't be as smooth as when you look through the blue lens. But what the Lord is saying is that with the eagle, well, I will come to the eagle. Let's do the literal one. If you are looking at life just through the world's perspective, the view of man, it will be harsh. Amen? Now, if you shut your eyes to what is happening in the world and you say, I will just use God's perspective, everything will appear so smooth until disaster comes. But what God wants us to have is a balanced view of life. He said, watch and pray. Don't close your one eye in order to say, I'm only going to have a singular view of life. You need both sides. But the world is going to be driven by sensation. Now, that clip, you can watch it. You can go and look for it on the internet. It's of recent that there was a cry that a particular area in Oklahoma or in America, the church has been ordered to remove what we know to be the symbol of the church, the cross. Huh? And all the Bibles and all the icons in the building was going to be removed because Muslims have bought the areas that now become an Islamic area. And so they said the temple, the chapel, is offensive to them, and the government has agreed that the spire of the church should be removed and all the religious books removed. We are going to be hearing more of that. If you are not careful, it will be so sensational that you can even become offended as a Christian. But if you are spiritual, not just a church member, you will realize that God has said that all these things must happen. And that is why the church is not a building. The church is a body. That when they tell us you cannot have signs of the cross here and there, we know we can still have Christ. Amen? Amen? All these are the things that God is saying to his church. Because the periphery, what the church has been holding on and dancing around, the world is going to challenge it. But God is still God. And God is saying that we should be ready to mount up with wings as eagles. But before you are ready to mount up with wings, you need to see and say correctly. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And may the Lord guide us. Even in this season, because the church is sleeping. If you read Matthew chapter 8, the Bible said when the storm came, Jesus was sleeping. The disciples were alert. But what I see now is that the disciples are sleeping and Jesus is awake. I need God to wake the church up. We have lost the touch with the reality of where we are. We want Jesus to do all the work while we fold our hands. All we are asking God for, bless me. And after he has blessed you, say bye-bye. I pray that God in his mercy will use this weekend to sensitize us. Amen. So that we can be helped to rise up above the storms. It was so encouraging. One of the pastors that came here today, he said last week in one of their services, the guest minister said to them by word of knowledge that God is saying a storm is coming. But he's making room for his children to rise above the storm. You cannot rise above the storm when you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulder. So I pray that even as we go into prayer, as we worship, you will let go of the weight. And you will pick the lens through which God will allow you to see the things that are happening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.